This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show. If you don't, then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, big stamping, let this motherfucker's butt open. Make him lick his own shit off. You're a huge fucking cock.
What's your language, you bud? We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Well, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape. I scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You, bad boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now, Ham Radio.
Nevada brothel owner and GOP legislative candidate Dennis Hoff died Tuesday morning at the age of 72. The Nye County Sheriff's Office confirmed Hoff was found dead at the Love Ranch in Nevada. It served as one of the settings for the HBO series Cat House, which followed Hoff's exploits as a legal pimp. He was a vocal advocate for legal prostitution.
The prostitution business worldwide is a dirty, disgusting, drug-ridden, exploitive, disease-ridden business till you legalize it.
Hoff was running for a seat in the Nevada State Assembly in November after winning the GOP primary in June.
Well, how the hell is everybody else doing? Yeah. We've been drinking.
No scream this morning.
No scream. Well, it's this evening, Joe.
This evening.
I was screaming when everything happened. You're listening to the Ham Radio Show, the uncrowned kings of reality radio, live here on hamradioshow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Good evening to everybody.
And good evening to you, sir.
Yes, and good evening to everyone in the Facebook Live suite, which is fully operational right now and up and running. Everybody in there, I say hi to you. It's located conveniently on my Facebook page. Also, 718-577-1389. The phone number is open for you. How is everybody else doing?
We're all a little bit
Yeah, we're all
today.
Fucking depressed today.
We sort of lost a member of the ham radio family.
Yeah, that's...
It
feels like I've lost a little bit more, and it's not even... Like, a lot of people that don't seem to grasp what Dennis Hoff meant to me personally, as well as this show.
Yeah.
He meant so goddamn much to us all here on the program. You know, believe it or not, by the way, if you're living under a rock, Dennis Hoff passed away on Tuesday. He passed away yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
The ripe old age of 72. 2 days after of his birthday party, he had just turned 72. Sunday was his birthday. The birthday weekend was in full effect up in the Carson City area, up in the Nevada area, and all the brothels from the Bunny Ranch to the Love Ranch, where his body was found by Ron Jeremy. Celebrity still in the vicinity. The guy that owns the Lakers was still there. I don't even know. Billy, what's that guy's name? Because I don't remember. I watched him have sex, but I don't know his name.
Was Flavor Flav there, too?
I believe Flavor Flav was there. Yeah. Afro Man was there performing. Literally nothing.
It was a blowout.
It was a blowout because no one knew this was coming. For anybody who thinks that let me rephrase what I just said. I didn't know anything. I felt like something was up for the last 2 years. Not just because I didn't get I got invited to the party for the last 2 years. What had happened was he was not the one handling everything.
He was delegating a lot of responsibility.
He was delegating a lot of authority and jobs and everything else to every single person on the staff. And he would even send me text messages going, his people dropped the ball and screwed up your flight. And he would write me personally. That's why it's literally like losing a friend. I lost a fucking friend. I consider him more than just a guy that was on our show.
Well, we were supposed to hang with him next month at the convention.
Yeah, he was at the Edison Convention, the expo. He was supposed to come by. I mean, like, there was so much stuff.
Yeah, we had a lot of stuff
that we had planned. Yeah. We were talking. We were setting up. He was going to come on the show again. All kind of shit. We're partying in New York City. I lost family. Yeah. Nick is absolutely right. The Canadian Unified Network technician. By the way, Nick, thank you for not only... we're going to be taking a trip down memory lane. Nick hooked us up.
Thank you, Nick.
Nick is the only one. Let me rephrase what I said,
guy,
that there are only two people that work on the show. Nick is the only one that works on this show. Nick got all the cuts of...
This is to you, Nick.
Nick, to you. We're drinking in honor of Dennis, but we are... everyone but Billy, because Billy doesn't drink whiskey.
That's why the giggles don't get any sense.
Yeah, he doesn't get no...
You get him drunk.
He can't give her whiskey dick.
Yeah. Mm. Believe me, Billy, try getting whacked. You'll be surprised at the weird things you do.
Yeah. Weird things for Billy would be acting normal during that. Hey, what up, Mark? Uh-huh. Mark, who was at the party, is in the Facebook Live suite. Mark, how the fuck are you, buddy?
Yeah.
I know that. Let me just get rid of something I had here. Erase that and put that back. So I know Mark's going to be called in. Mark was at the party on the weekend. He was there. There was a lot of people that were there that like reached out to me because they know how we were close.
Sure.
The thing that people don't seem to grasp is that Dennis and me were... First off, and I don't mean to make it about me, but guess what? It's my show.
That's right.
So it does kind of go hand in hand. Dennis to me was the first celebrity, and anyone could, you know, you can fucking say he was a Z-list celebrity if you're an asshole, if you whatever. Meanwhile, Howard Stern did an hour and a half tribute to Dennis Hoff, so this morning.
Nice.
So
that was nice.
If you think he's a Z-list celebrity, how about you blow me? Because if the King of All Media could stop his show and do a literally an hour and a half fucking tribute to Dennis Hoff.
Dennis got blown on this show, by
the way. Yes, we will be playing that later.
What a guy. He was a pistol, wasn't he?
Because he was more than just a guy that was on our show. He was a fully functioning member of the Ham Radio show. And on top of everything else, he was also, he opened his home to me.
Sure.
One of the greatest fucking memories of Dennis that I have, personally, is being in his home, sitting down for, we were watching the presidential debate, the famous one where Trump was following Hillary around the fucking room.
I love that one.
So now I'm in there.
The stalker.
Yeah, there's the stalker debate. So now I'm in the room with Al Roker Jr. from the Man Cow Show, who, by the way, has the last interview with Dennis Hoff. So find Al Roker Jr.'s podcast. I don't know what the fuck it's called. I'm sorry. I don't know what it's called.
Well, we spoke to him about a week ago. Was it 2 weeks ago? When was
yeah, we talked to him before the a couple weeks before the party was even happening. Yeah. And so he was there. So it's me, Al Roker Jr. from the Man Cow Show, Dennis on the couch with some beautiful bunny who I don't recall who the hell it was. And I'm not trying to fucking sound cool. I didn't know who the fuck it was.
The name escapes me.
Yeah, the name escapes me. We have so many women, the name escapes me. And I'm in his home. The man opened his home, and I jokingly around, I said, if you were hungry, the man would feed you. If you were thirsty, the man would give you a drink. If you were horny, he'd give you a girl. Ooh. Like, that's the kind of guy he was. He was the most generous man that I thank you, Daniel. Daniel is saying he's so sorry that for my loss.
Yeah,
he was the most generous man I've ever met in my life. He flew me out. Now that he's dead, we can fucking say everything about him, and we will not hear a rebuttal or a shh, shut your mouth, and don't tell my secrets.
Yeah,
without question, the man flew me out twice to Carson City, Nevada. That's two plane rides.
Well,
each time.
Round trip.
No, but I'm just saying two to get there every time. Mm-hmm. So that's two plane rides to get there. And I understand Billy wants to be fucking Captain Literal and go, it's four. But two fucking plane. Thank you, Bill. It's actually, if you want to do it, it's four times two, Bill. It's eight.
Eight.
It'll be Captain fucking more literal.
And it was twice, so it was 16.
Yeah, there you go. Carry the one.
And don't forget the limousine rides. Back
yeah, so yeah, limousine rides whenever I wanted to go any place. Yeah. I got to hang out with every bunny that worked at the Bunny Ranch. Ooh. and the Love Ranch and the Sagebrush and the strip club that he had on the premises. Yeah, I was treated like a fucking king because he was the most generous fucking man in the world. Dennis Hoff was the most generous man in the world. I got to screw midgets. Nick's right. Yeah. I got to screw one midget.
Well, I could have given you a full size.
Who, by the way, has been in constant contact with me, so I'm...
Yeah.
I think... I don't want to say this is bringing us closer together, but, like, we got into a full conversation. Like, it's crazy what that man did for people. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't even know where we go from here. Like, I don't know where, not as a show, not us. We'll be fine. We're going to be hurt. And, yeah, I cried. I'm not going to say I didn't fucking cry. I cried on the bus ride home. Joe found out fucking late at night lying in bed with his wife. I was on a bus coming home from Sirius XM. And somebody from Allie, I'll tell you exactly what the fuck happened. Allie from Anthony Cumia's show at Compound Media put up, oh my God, rest in peace to the original dirty old man, Dennis Hoff. And she put that up. And I wrote her privately. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then she goes, no, it happened. Then the moment I'm done talking to her, I get Phil Iazetta, who lives in Vegas, who I used to work for Sirius XM. Mm-hmm. Sirius at the time. He writes me telling me that Dennis died. Tons of people are writing me. I've lost track of how many fucking messages. My phone just kept going bling, 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 because everybody was reaching out to me, and I read the report. I was in shock. Carla cried, and Carla is like a stone statue. Yeah, she has no emotion.
That's true.
Carla Forrest cried. Everybody cried, and Carla didn't even meet him. She wanted to meet him desperately. And deservingly should have met him. She, you know, she was talking about going to the ranch. She sent her stuff there. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's fucked up on so many levels because I believe that there was nothing physically wrong. Something must have just happened, like a blood clot or a heart attack.
Yeah.
Because there's reports now, and of course there's people trying to make a quick buck out of the story.
Oh,
and I'm not even going to read names. I'm not reading the fucking stories out on the air because fuck those people. There are people like, oh, I saw him go to bed with this Latina chick. And trust me, Dennis Hoff did not worry about fucking. The man fucked every day.
Really?
Every day of his natural-born life, since the moment he got fucking his first hard-on for Marilyn Monroe at a movie set that his grandmother took him to, all right? That is without question, like, he did not fuck. He fucked on this show.
Yeah.
On the air.
Absolutely.
He fucked on the air. And that's the, like, there's so many things I'm going to miss. I'm going to miss, like, the great radio that he brought to this show. That's what I'm saying. He's the first celebrity to give a shit about our show. And if you don't think he's a celebrity, you name me your show that was on fucking HBO for multiple seasons.
Yeah.
Name me your show that was on Cinemax as well. Name me how many fucking shows, talk shows he was on. Nancy Grace, Sean Hannity, Howard Stern, Opie and Anthony, Opie and Jim, I think. He was on 9 million fucking shows.
And he has just successfully won a primary.
Yeah, he won the GOP nom to be on the fucking ticket, which, by the way,
senator from Nevada.
Yeah, which, by the way, they're not taking his name off of the ticket. This is breaking news before. They're not going to take his name off the ticket. Hmm. And if he wins, so by the way, vote Dennis Hoff.
Yeah.
If he wins, the party gets to pick a candidate to replace Dennis.
Oh, I see.
So, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That thing. Yeah, but
that's happened before.
Yeah.
Where the candidate.
Oh, no, it's totally happened before. Yeah.
A lot of times, Dennis wasn't married, but a lot of times the wife takes.
He was married one time.
That's over.
Way before the ranch.
Yes.
Sorry, we're drinking booze.
Yes, we are.
We're toasting Dennis.
Yes, we are.
You want to clink again? Clink for Dennis. There you go. Billy!
We sound a little flurry tonight.
Look, it's a time for fucking drinking. Hashtag vote Hoff. Nick, by the way, was pointing out that on KLOS, he promoted our show on other radio shows.
Uh-huh.
This is how much we loved him and he loved us.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
And every time he came on, every fucking time he came on our show, he never had a better time.
So neither did we.
Yeah, yeah. And that was the other thing. The other huge thing that I'm going to fucking miss, besides missing my fucking friend, which I'm going to fucking miss, it was weird. It was very, I almost cried. I was almost going to cry today. I was going through my text messages from Dennis. Like, from the beginning.
Some of the old ones.
Some of the old ones when he's talking about the fucking flights and the, hey, where are, the one that I love the most that almost made me fucking break down at work today was the one where I got in at 3 o'clock in the morning to Carson City, Nevada. And I get in and I'm like, I'm fucking spent. I got food, ate something, went to sleep. That was the whole, it sucked because I wanted to party, but I was so fucking spent. So I went to sleep. The next morning, I had woken up. I had a cigar, took a swim in their pool, the whole thing. Like, I was kind of because I went to sleep. I was rejuvenated. I'm sitting on my ass because I'm figuring the party's not till tonight. I'm figuring that Dennis just invited me out of, like, let's help the special ed kid. You know, that kind of fucking thing. So I'm sitting there. I'm not thinking anything of it. I'm like, I'm just going to sit on my ass. Maybe I'll jerk off before I go, watch a little TV, whatever. Whatever I want.
Occupy your
Because I'm in this beautiful room that Dennis Hoff fucking paid for, whatever. And then I get a text message going, where the fuck are you? And I'm like, I'm in the hotel. What are you talking about? I'm here. I'm in the hotel room. He goes, well, get the fuck down here and get laid before the party. And I'm like, okay.
I'll be right
And like an idiot, I got into my, because I knew I wasn't going to come back. I showered, washed my balls, cleaned my asshole, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know what to expect. So then I do all that. I get into my fucking party clothes. Now, I'm in my party clothes at, like, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The party's not till like, 9. Okay? So I'm in my party clothes at, like, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I get the car. He sends a car for me. So I had a limo ride to the fucking Bunny Ranch. Right there. Yet again, most generous man in the effing world.
Absolutely.
So I get, and look, I don't look at gift horses in the mouth. I will continue to say, I went someplace twice that most men don't get to go once. Okay? So I am not looking at gift horses in the mouth. I was never mad at Dennis for not sending me to the, for not doing the plane. I knew something was up. I have a lot on my mind. Sorry if I'm rambling, because I have a lot on my fucking mind. I want to make it abundantly clear that I was never mad at Dennis. I said it on this show. I was never mad at Dennis. I was disappointed I wasn't going, but I was never mad at Dennis because I figured that something was up. I figured that when he put it into other people's hands, I fell through the crack. I'm not exactly the highest level priority on the guest list when you have Afro Man, Flavor Flav, Joey Buttafuoco, Heidi Fleiss, Ron Jeremy. All these other people have to be, you know, swooped in and taken to the ranch to stay. Lamar Odom. You know what I mean? Like, all these other people have to be taken care of. Plus other celebrities who shall remain nameless because they don't want to be known that they were hanging out with Dennis Hoff. You know what I mean? At the Bunny Ranch. They don't want their wives to know that they were getting their dick sucked. Okay? So let's just be quiet about all that.
The biggest incognito friend.
And then this man...
Hey, leave Bob out of this.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, fuck that. Bob Zamuda. That's another motherfucker that was, like, who lived at the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah.
Who we got on this show, the world infamous, famous Bob Zamuda. One half of the Andy Kaufman duo.
Yep.
The man who also played Tony Clifton, the real one, not Joe's wife.
Yep.
Tony Clifton. Okay, when Andy Kaufman was Andy Kaufman and he was Tony Clifton, when they would fucking attack each other on Taxi, that Bob Zamuda, the guy who created Comic Relief, was on this show because of Dennis Hoff. And because of how gracious and generous, you know, Dennis Hoff was, he was like, I'll just give him a fucking call. He'll come on. Boom, boom, boom. And the only reason why we haven't had... fucking Ron on, Ron Jeremy, who we did have on very briefly. Remember when he fucking,
sure.
Ron came by and he was on the air? We were on the air doing an interview.
Yeah.
The only reason why we haven't had Ron on, because Ron was going through a lot of shit when the Me Too movement kind of fucked up Ron Jeremy. If you want to be fucking honest and let's stop, you know, lying.
Me Too?
Yeah, the Me Too, that's what happened. So, like, we have that angle now. All right, so now I'm old. Now to go back to the first time at the Bunny Ranch, I go to the Bunny Ranch. He sends a car. I go out there. The girl that took me, we've discussed this on the show, was his girlfriend at the time, takes me on, and I'm using air quotes, a tour of the ranch. Next thing I know, we're naked. Mm. Okay? That's how generous. Gave me his girlfriend and said, go fuck him. And she was like, okay. He's not that horrible. I'll fuck him.
Oh, yes,
and then we had a good time. There were pictures, all right? Not of the sex, the aftermath, the before and the aftermath.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? I know. We got to take a break. We're going to do a lot. We're going to place a lot of stuff. We're doing a kind of like an Irish funeral.
An with Irish
wake. Pretend the body was here. We're doing a wake. Pretend the body's on the console. And we're going to talk... about Dennis for the show. For Dennis, by the way, if you're living under a rock, and again, Dennis Hoff dead at the age of 72. Part of this very program. We're pouring some booze right now. We got the whiskey and the scotch going. Billy yet again has nothing. We also will hopefully be getting phone calls. We're hopefully going to get calls from the ranch and from other members, as well as play cuts of Dennis on this very show. It is the Ham Radio Show. It is in honor of Dennis Hoff today. We'll be right back after these words.
Previously on Ham Radio.
Yo, good morning, Dennis.
How are you, my friend?
My own personal Jesus, Dennis Hoff, is on the phone. We are live. Dennis, how are you, sir?
I am just great. You know, it's a beautiful day here in Nevada. The weather is great. The girls are hot. The beer is cold.
I got a
special surprise for you.
Oh, I like surprises. What's my surprise?
Well, this is Ava Adora.
Ooh.
And she's getting her clothes off now and getting in my memory foam bed. And I'm going to bounce on it with her.
Dennis Hopp is the only guy that he starts an interview with. By the way, I got a broad taking over clothes. That's where we're at right now.
Well, yes. this is a big thing for me. This is a brunette.
Ooh. And, yeah, you only like blondes.
I didn't even think I'd know how to make love to a brunette, but how am I doing, baby?
I think you're doing great, A++ so far.
Well, thank you. This is the Ham Radio Show.
Yeah!
Hi.
I'll eat her in a minute.
Oh, woo! You
won't wait to get fucked.
Dennis, if you want to, call him while eating her.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with that. I'll pick
the number. What's the number?
908-854-4228.
When she's coming, can we call?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I will pick up. I will pick up. Don't worry about it.
We love big guys.
We're on it.
I'll pick up if we're in.
Let's go. Okay, bye, guys.
All right, bye. I will pick up if we're in commercial. I will pick up and cut the commercials and just go to sex with Dennis Hopp right now.
He's such a great guy.
It's the Ham Radio Show, 908-854-4228. Dennis might be calling in with some box eating. It's going to happen. It's what we do. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back. We are live, Planet Platypus Radio, planetplatypus.com. We'll be right back after these words. Danny, hit the button. We got pussy eating it.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What are you, stupid?
All right, I got to get out of this song, because behind us you can hear Ava Adora having sex. Do you hear that? Am I the only one hearing this?
I'm sure I am.
Dennis Hopp is plowing her.
Fucking cow.
This is awesome.
Fucking cow. Ready, cow.
Yeah, come, bitch.
This is awesome. This is awesome.
Daddy, I'm coming. I'm coming.
She's coming. Oh, man.
This is the best sex I've had in years.
Oh, she sounds awesome.
Is it for you, baby? Huh?
Oh, baby.
Good. That cock feel good.
Oh, no.
Okay, Eddie, you got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Hopp and Ava Adora. Good job.
A day in the
life. I want you to use that in the lead into your show every day.
Absolutely.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
We want to see what comes out of your mouth. Call us, 718-577-1389. Why are you getting a new goddamn number anyway? Yeah.
Hey, this is Paul Sr. from Orange County Choppers here.
You're listening to Uncle Eddie and Ham Radio.
It's a fact, biatch.
We got a little rock and roll here, baby.
It's the Ham Radio Show.
Yeah.
Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. The Uncrowned Kings of Reality Radio.
And us.
And in honor of Dennis Hoff, R.I.P. Dennis. In honor of him, I will now be going by Uncle Eddie Ham, as he used to refer to me as. On countless other radio shows.
Uncle Eddie Ham.
Uncle Eddie Ham. I will now be going with that.
Where will Dennis be interned, do you know?
I have no update yet on... They didn't even do an autopsy yet.
I hope at the ranch. I think he'll be happy there.
I think he should be sprinkled all over his many different brothels. And there should be a statue placed in front of the Bunny Ranch, so he can always stand erect, because that's how I'll remember Dennis.
Oh, yeah.
Erect. That's how I will.
There should be some monument. There really,
they really should be. There's a dumb fucking horse on the Bunny Ranch porch. Get that fucking thing out. Yeah. Melt it down. Turn it into a fucking Dennis Hoff statue.
Absolutely. Well, you know, when you think about it, I mean, he's really the first brothel owner, a serious brothel owner in the whole state of Nevada.
But one that turned it into a multi-dimensional Fortune 500 company, quite frankly.
This is the real thing.
The rest of them are getting caught doing all kinds of other things.
Shady
the government
shit,
would take over and the place would go out of business.
Absolutely.
And Dennis was nothing but honest.
Yeah.
And for anyone, by the way, because I heard other radio shows talking about him today, saying that these girls didn't want to be there willingly. Every girl that is at the Bunny Ranch wants to be there willingly.
They fought to be
Dennis's
there.
Dennis's first rule, if you don't want to be here, get the fuck out.
That's right.
All right? So, suck a bag of dicks. How about that?
Absolutely.
718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show. We're doing a tribute to the late, great Dennis Hoff, who passed away 72 years of age on Tuesday. Just 2 days after his birthday on Sunday,
young man,
we lost not only a great radio guest, but we lost a member of the family, because, quite frankly, he was a huge part of the Ham Radio Show.
Oh, yeah.
The effect of him not being able to do the show will be felt for years on this program.
Oh, yeah.
You heard before we when we went out to break, you if you were listening to the Ham Radio Show, you heard Dennis eat out a girl, a bunny, who was
he was something else,
on our program with him.
A pair of bulls, this guy.
Oh, he had a huge pair of fucking bulls.
Literally.
A monstrous set of gonads that he would have. And it was a... That's what you knew. Like, I could sit back. If I knew that Dennis Hoff was going to be on the show, it was one of those guests that I did not have to worry about anything.
Yeah.
I didn't have to worry about anything.
He would go with any lead you would give him, he'd go with. It's terrific.
It didn't matter if he was not feeling up to it.
Yeah, no, he
would still, you know, present great radio.
Yeah.
Because he loved being on our show.
He was a person.
I mean, he would go on other radio programs. He was on KLOS, like I said before, promoting this very program.
Yeah. Okay, we talked about this in Chicago, Dennis, that you've never seen Heidi's tongue. I know Ava has not seen Heidi's tongue.
Well, I tell you, I did a radio station in New York, Eddie Ham, today, and I did a 10-minute interview, and 8 minutes was about Heidi's tongue.
What?
Yes. I swear to you. And he said, get the tongue out, Dennis. I said, I've seen it. Oh, my God.
I'll just save it for September 13th.
It's the Ron Jeremy of tongues.
It is the Ron Jeremy of tongues.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, if you're just joining us, Dennis Hoff, 72 years of age, has passed away. Me and Joe are toasting Dennis. We're drinking some fine whiskey. some Chivas Regal in the studio. Billy is drinking a Shasta because he does not drink the hard liqueur.
Billy's getting shafted.
He's getting some Shasta.
Yeah.
Billy,
yeah.
How you doing on that? Are the bubbles tickling your nose?
Is Giggles in the chat room?
I don't know if Giggles is in the chat room. I know Wendy the Retard and Trish are having a tremendous back and forth.
Do you ever drink, Billy? Ever?
Yeah.
You do? Yeah. You just don't drink.
I've seen Billy drink. I've seen Billy drunk. I don't.
Really?
Yeah, he's a horrible, sloppy drunk.
Oh, he's a nasty drunk?
Oh my God! No, he's not nasty. He actually becomes fun.
He's a sweet.
Oh God, I wish Billy would drink more often.
You're very cute, Billy. You really are.
You are a cute little individual.
Yeah, okay. You're a big teddy bear.
By the way, Tyler in the Facebook live.
I want to hug you, Bill. Is that okay?
Stop drinking.
Tyler in the Facebook live stream wants to do hashtags. Dicks out for Dennis Hoff.
Yeah, man.
Look, it worked for Harumba or wherever the fuck that gorilla was.
Yeah.
Harumbe or whatever it was.
Harumbe?
Harumbe. I wanted to do... what I've been writing is because I think Dennis would be... He would be not happy with us crying our eyes out. He would be happy more with us... People getting laid, people having fun, having a party, going out there and enjoying life, because that's what this man did 365 days, 7 days a week.
Absolutely.
This man enjoyed life. So I literally have been doing hashtag doing it for Dennis. Mm-hmm. And I will, trust me, I will, not only have I changed my name legally to Uncle Eddie Ham, I will... I will, as you heard when he was on KLOS, I will also take up more cigar smoking, and I will pattern my life after the wisdom and the words of Dennis Hoff, who taught me well, and he will let me lead the way.
I wonder what the future of the Bunny Ranch would be now. Captain is not at the wheel anymore.
You figure... With him going into the politics side of everything, he's already started. He had the groundwork all laid out.
I'm sure people are
like, who's going to be this?
Let me tell you, it's a tremendous undertaking.
Yeah.
There's a lot that goes into it.
And let me tell you, Madame Suzette, God bless Madame Suzette, the madam of the ranches, not just the Bunny Ranch, the ranches. She runs.
He has the Bunny Ranch, the Love Ranch.
He has the Bunny Ranch, the Love Ranch, the Alien Cat House, the Sagebrush Ranch, a strip club, a restaurant.
Yeah.
Not together. These are separate buildings. The other ranches are awesome. The Kit Kat, that's another one, the Kit Kat Ranch. So there's like six.
Yeah.
Six or seven then there's one in Vegas, right before Vegas, because it's not legal in Vegas.
Right.
So whatever township... is directly right before you hit Vegas, there is a ranch owned by Dennis Hoff.
Great state, Nevada.
Well, that's the thing. He went out there and he was a business major. The man was smart.
Oh, yeah.
The man, that's another thing. People think he was it is not easy what he accomplished. Like, Billy was making, not light of it, Billy was bringing up the fact that other ranches that are out there
have come and gone
and have disappeared. Yes, the popularity of the show helped. I'm not going to say it didn't.
Sure.
But he took it upon himself to make it a business, to make it a happening, to make it a place where you wanted to go, where you couldn't not go. Had to show up.
They made it a place where, like, a father could take a son and go, here.
This is what you're going to learn today.
But, and all the legal aspects with everything...
Yeah,
everything legal, clean, licensed. You know, everything. There was nothing shady that would go on.
No,
I used to call it Disneyland for your dick. It literally was. It was from when you entered the Grand Hall, the hallway of the Bunny Ranch itself, the actual Moonlight Bunny Ranch. When you entered
the
Grand,
did you put ears on your dick?
I totally put Mickey Mouse ears on the head
of
my cock.
Right, sure.
And literally,
did you beat it with a hammer?
And you know what the girl? You know what the girl fucking the girl that was banging me said?
No.
It's a small world after all. Hey, it's a small world. Because I have a small penis.
Oh.
The
Space Mountain is saying.
Yo, no. Oldest fucking, what was it, Ric Flair? Oldest ride in the park. Longest line. Woo! Space Mountain. By the way, Tyler B. also with a great idea. We all need to donate to our local working girls out there and in the name of Dennis Hoff. Absolutely.
Yeah.
People, don't not go. Like, don't think that they, look, these girls.
The doors aren't closing.
No, the doors are not closing. These girls are professionals. These girls need to. This is how they make their money. Okay, like, honestly.
This is how they pay their taxes and support themselves and family.
Some of them have husbands. Some of them have kids. Some of them. And look, this is the thing that Dennis was the smartest at. And you heard it in that little brief piece that we played in the beginning of the program. That Dennis was, without question, the first man to realize that if you don't. Like, he was called a pimp. Yes. But he was not like the big fucking hat. Feather in the fucking hat, pimp.
No, he
wasn't like the guy from the little Indian guy from Bachelor Party, where he goes like when he sends the muscle out to kick your ass. Yeah. No,
bitches back in 45 minutes or milk kicked your ass.
Yeah. Who's milked? And then
this
milk was a
being milked.
That didn't happen.
Just bet my balls on it.
Yeah, Billy's doing a whole movie. It is without question the
Cleveland wins the pennant.
The stroke of genius that he had, because he went and said, look, if we treat them not like animals and we fucking give, you know, we go, okay, we have a doctor that's going to come every Thursday. You're going to get checked and, you know,
everybody gets
vindicated.
Tested.
You know, you're either going to walk out with a freaking with a test and you're vindicated where they go, I'm clean, or guess what? You ain't working here. Because that's the other thing. Like, people like gave me shit when I went down on Alice Little. When I went down on Alice Little, people were giving me shit. That was the cleanest fucking pussy in the place. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know that you're not getting a BJ in an alleyway by some toothless woman named, Urethra.
Yeah.
You know? Like, she, you know what I mean?
Hey,
like,
hey, watch where you're stepping, man. Those crack needles and shit.
Yeah. Get your knees off those needles, please.
I tell you, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You're not getting that. You're getting legitimately the most cleanest place in the world. Like, and that's
say,
the thing.
Yeah.
The place itself was clean.
Yeah.
They would come in. They covered
it has
the bed
to be.
When you had sex. They would cover the beds. They like you don't ever have sex on someone else's sheets. They have fucking clean linen that they put on. It literally is every man's Disneyland. It's Disneyland for your dick.
You go
there and you never leave without a smile. I saw farm workers, Mexicans, drive up covered in like filth that they would come in after work,
have a
beer, have a cerveza, talk about their problems with a girl. And then maybe they'd go fucking have sex. And they'd shower with the girl. The girl would clean them all up. Like, they treated you like a king. You know what I mean? Like, and on top of everything else, it was run correctly. Because if those girls didn't want to be there, they're not there.
Well, that was
the whole thing.
Dennis once said the girls can earn as much as $250,000 a year.
Dude, they can.
That's a goddamn good job,
dude,
man.
Dude, a girl there, even if she was half-assing it. Mm-hmm. All right, a girl there could make $5,000 a day.
Yeah,
easily $5,000 a day, and I'm lowballing $5,000 a day, and on top of it, so you got 7 days. They work 7 days a week
if they want to.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, like whatever their fucking hours are, because they did have hours.
Because
I remember with Dahlia, it was 3 a.m. I had just had sex with Dahlia, and we were in the sagebrush. And I had sex with Dahlia, and then we came out and we bullshitted on the couch for I don't know how long until my car came, and we were just hanging out. And then I asked her, I said, quite frankly, how does this work? Like, do you have, like, if someone shows up, do you have to go to work? She goes, no, I'm not on yet. Someone else is on. Like, she, you know, when we had sex, she was just, she took me because she liked me. Me and her hit it off. Even more so than I think I was little. Me and Dahlia hit it off. We had, like, a thing where we were cracking jokes, we were doing
a connection.
A connection. And so she was like telling me everything that was going on, like how everything works, and it is. It's like it's a job. There is no two ways about it. It's a job. Speaking of jobs, how about remember the time that Dennis Hoff on this very program got a blowjob? You remember that?
Yeah, it's just like Dennis likes it. And then I want to put like the red Solo cups on their back and play fucking beer pong.
What are you waiting for? Get on down here.
That's my plan.
Beer pong. Yeah, okay.
You like beer pong.
You are fucking sick, and that's why I love you.
It's a great plan. We love it.
My suck it faster. Are you getting a blowjob?
I am not. But I'm wanting to. The second we hang up, I'm going to be on it, Eddie.
Summer, get.
I can do that, you know.
I was going to say, Summer, get in there right now and suck Dennis's dick.
Okay.
God damn it, there are rules. Get in there and suck Dennis's dick.
I'm going to be eating her like shrimp fried rice.
There you go.
30 minutes later, he's going to want more.
That's right.
Damn right.
Oh, my God, she's naked, and she's down on her hands and knees.
There you
right
go,
now.
Summer.
Oh,
get in there. Get at it, girl. Get at it.
Oh, yes. Yes, good girl.
I want a nice, sloppy, wet blowjob right into the phone.
Oh, it's very sloppy.
There you go. Please. Oh, there you go. Oh, that's nice. Do you see what I'm saying? This is a Tuesday for Dennis.
That was my whole mouth.
Can you slap yourself in the cheek with the dick?
This is the most beautiful sight ever, Eddie. It's the most beautiful sight ever. Oh, my God. She can suck a dick.
She can suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Door. Hang on. I'll just unlock the door. I'll let him in. It's okay. My construction worker's here.
Oh.
Come on in, Mark.
Come in, Mark. Watch this shit.
That's a surprise, huh? What do you think? Hey, Mark, I want you to explain
it. He's getting a blowjob. Dennis Hoff is getting a blowjob right now. The construction worker is watching Dennis Hoff get up. The construction worker named Mark is watching Dennis Hoff get his dick sucked.
Can I work there?
Yeah.
For the job benefits. Mark, there's a whole bunch of stuff in there. Just take a look. And tell me what else.
Now give Mark a handy.
Well, you know what? I love this place. I love my job. Not that one. I love my job. And Eddie, I think, you know, as much as I love you, brother, it's time for me to culminate this experience. She's just too hot. She's too wet. She's too wound up. So I got to go.
Okay. He's got to get laid. Dennis Hoff.
All right.
Get out of here. Go have some sex, young man.
Thank you.
And let us know if Lamar comes by there.
And Summer Sebastian. Oh, he hung up real fast. What the hell? Sorry, we were listening and laughing our balls off. Oh, my God.
Well, that went well.
Exactly. Dennis Hoff, on this very program, not only did we play before him eating out a girl, received a blowjob live on the air, and then his contractor, Mark, who is building something for him on the property, decides that he's going to come in, and he gets to see the girl on her hands and knees servicing Dennis Hoff. This is what I'm saying. These are the things that I'm going to miss about this man. Like, this is great. Like, he lived the life that many men only dream of living. That you can't even fathom the life that Dennis Hoff lived every day, multiple times a day, having sex with multiple different women, not only multiple different women, different races, creeds, colors, sizes, shapes.
Total fantasy.
Every man's fantasy. Fucking not living that, like, if that fantasy's not, you know, you don't want to admit to that fantasy, you're a fucking liar.
No, you know, most men have that as a fantasy. Right. No one lives that life. Very few people live that life.
Yeah, but a lot of men wouldn't even open up and say anything. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? They wouldn't even. They'd be like, oh, I wouldn't do that.
I'm not Harvey
Weinstein. Like, when Trump did the locker room talk, and they're like, my husband doesn't talk like that. And then the husband, no, I've never talked to men. I've never said any pussy. Oh. I don't even know what that
is. I think they're cats.
Are we talking about a zoo? Yeah. Are the pussycats in the zoo? Yeah. I don't know.
What a...
I'm horny.
Oh, my God. I don't even know where to go. Like, from yesterday, I have been lost, quite frankly. I know that people have reached out. I know that Bill Dye, who's in the Facebook Live suite right now, reached out. A lot of people reached out to me personally, and I thank you all. I don't even know where to go from there. You know what I mean? Like, let's not, and I know that Kim is bringing up, let's not forget Hugh Hefner. He didn't do too bad himself. He didn't.
Absolutely.
But I honestly think Dennis had more sex than you have.
Well, a different world.
I think until the day he died.
Yeah.
So how old was Hef?
Half, I think he hit 90.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, Alexa.
Alexa, how old was Hugh Hefner when he died?
Hugh Hefner, founder of Playboy magazine, died on September 27, 2017, at the age of 91. His cause of death was cardiac arrest and respiratory failure caused by a blood infection.
All right, so he was 91, she just said?
Blood infection, yeah. My ass.
Yeah. Blood infection?
I got a blood infection. I got the HIV.
Take nothing away from Hefner. Hef lived a life, too. I mean, he really, you know.
But I think that per square capita, pussy capita per square inch, I think Dennis fucked more. I honestly think. I think that yes,
possible.
I think that the mystique of Hugh Hefner makes it sound like he had a lot more sex than he did.
Towards the end of his life.
No, I think even before we were hearing cases when he was in his 70s of his dick not working.
Really?
Yeah, and women just fucking buddying up to him and this and the third. Dennis had sex the night he died. Let's be fucking honest. The day he died.
Look how
the morning he died.
Dennis was a relatively young man.
Dennis lived. Dennis lived to fuck and fucked to live.
Oh yeah.
But he also got woken up every morning.
Salute the flag. Huh?
Yeah, Mark. The number is 718. Wait, I'm gonna put another thing. Because Mark's trying to call in? Hold on, Mark. It is. I'm gonna. Ready? 1-718. I put it 7-8. Oh, wait, that doesn't even fucking. That doesn't.
Okay, I'm a little
scotch.
577-1389.
And wait about 6.5 minutes before you do call, because we have to go to a break.
We have a break.
Oh, wait, don't call yet. So hold on. Wait, why is there a zero?
Ed, the 7 o'clock hour.
Add 45 seconds for the delay.
All right, hold on. I got to send something.
Send, please.
Send, please.
Lady.
All right, call us in like 6 minutes. We'll take a break right now because that's what Billy's telling me to do. Mm-hmm. Nick, by the way, the Canadian Unified Network technician who deserves another round of applause.
Yeah, Nick is a great guy.
For getting all these clips and everything else, to giving them to Danny.
I don't know what we do without Nick.
I really don't because he is the backbone of this show.
Absolutely.
I've said it to his face. He also put a beautiful tribute on hamradioshow.com.
He's the man.
There's tons of stuff. By the way, when we come back, here's a little tease. We're going to be taking your phone calls, like I said, 718-577-1389. We will also talk about two brand new radio syndicators for this very program. So you'll hear, you're going to be hearing our show on another two different fucking platforms.
Fuck, man, we're just whores, ain't
and
we?
Did Uncle Eddie do something with Howard Stern?
I don't know.
Maybe, and you'll need to keep listening to find out. That's what they call in the business,
a
radio tease.
That's right.
We'll be right back after these words.
Ham Radio.
Again.
Ham Radio.
Again. I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say
Ham Radio.
One more goddamn time.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy. Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with
the Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Slash, and you're listening to one badass motherfucker, Uncle Eddie, on Ham Radio.
Be cruel to your school, 'cause you may never get another.
Yeah!
Be cruel to your school, in the name of rock and roll.
Is this the Ramones?
No.
I like pissing off Billy's more fun.
Damn it.
It's the Ham Radio Show.
Yeah.
R.I.P. Dennis Hoff. The P.T. Barnum of booty. 718-577-1389. It is the Ham Radio Show, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network.
Right.
Available on multi-platforms. We'll get to that in a second. Let's go to the phones. Yeah, hello. Get off my phone.
Now we're going to get 50 calls all at once.
Stop. Wait, hold on. Call back, people. Because, like, you go to pick up one, and people don't seem to understand how the show works.
How's it work?
Look, here's what happens. If one person calls in, whoever had the 516 area code, call back. Because I tried to pick you up, and then someone else fucking picked up like an asshole.
How could that be?
Like an asshole face. I only have a certain amount of phone lines, people, and when they get full, that's what happens.
Yeah, like
so,
one.
So, guess what? We want to make sure we can take every call. If you hear a phone call person, like somebody, a phone caller on the air, stop fucking talking to them.
Yeah.
Like, don't call in, because then you're interrupting their time on the phone call.
How dare you?
And you're being a dickhead.
That's right.
Please deposit 10 cents for each additional minute.
Damn right.
One ringy dingy.
So 718-577-1389. 516 is New York. I'm being told by Nick. The Canadian Unified
516 is Long Island.
What is he? Canadian Unified Network Technician. That's what he is. It's Long Island.
And now apparently the switchboard operator as well.
Oh, yes. He does everything. He wears many hats on this fucking program.
Wonderful human being.
He's the best fucking person I have on staff. And he's not even on staff because he's not here. He's in another country.
I know.
By the way, Nick, they're making weed legal in Canada. So, Baruch Atah Adonai.
I want to move there. That's a great place, Canada.
Enjoy.
Have you been to Edmonton or Vancouver?
I don't know.
There's nothing to do but smoke weed.
Yeah. That's all I do anyway.
I just like to stare at the trees. Die. Yes. Hi, Dawn. How are you, baby? How you doing? So, whoever was 516, call back. Because you fucking, you got hung up on because some other asshole was calling in. Nick's saying he knows... about the weed. Are you, Nick, are you going to be smoking a bong?
Yes.
Are you going to be make a bong out of a moose horn or some shit?
Hey,
some...
Nick, can you ship me some of that Canadian weed?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Right, right. Just go ahead. Do that, Jim.
Look, send our weed to P.O. Box, joeshornypenis.org.
Joe's Naked Pictures.
Yes, and everything will be fine. Ham Radio, who's this?
This is Mark Behar.
Hey!
How you doing,
Mark,
buddy?
How are you, sir?
What's up?
What's up, Eddie? Hey, man, I'm real sorry. The number that's posted here is like the last four is 5478, and that's why I keep on missing you guys when I try to go and call in.
Oh, that's that's the old number. That's for the uncool people.
Yeah.
So
well, it's still on Facebook, so I guess I'm uncool on your list then, Eddie.
That's what I'm saying. So we're going to change that for you.
Someday.
It's by the way, it's being posted. Well, like you changed your name to Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
We changed our phone number to 718-577-1389. Mark,
I got it now. I'll never go and lose it, so you're in my book now.
There you go.
Okay.
Mark, by the way, at the party, he was hanging out with Dennis in the now final hours of Dennis Hoff's life at the birthday weekend. Number one, did you get laid at the birthday weekend?
No comment, but let's say it was a great weekend.
That's a yes. Okay, good.
No comment.
Point for you.
I believe that. No
well,
because
he probably has a girlfriend or something.
Oh, okay.
And he doesn't want to.
Dude, I just got a star in Hollywood. I can't be going, like, you know, that chick crazy. I got to have, you know, people are judgmental, as Eddie said. They're fucking idiots.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I can say what I want to say on your show, so fuck them all.
Yeah, they're
yeah,
right.
Babe.
Dude, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go down to your brand new star that you got, which is. Not a Walk of Fame star, it's a Walk of Fame for a very good cause. He helps out homeless people.
Well, that's great.
The Angel
No. Let me go and clear that up. It is a Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
Wow.
On Bryan Street. It's the first one of its kind.
Oh.
Well, I had the plaque. No, I had the plaque.
I did not know that. Congratulations, sir.
Yeah.
I thought it was just a star for the charity that you help out.
We are proud of you.
No, that charity sponsored the star, and they have to pay the Chamber of Commerce $40,000 a year each year for life to maintain the star. But it's an actual star.
Yeah.
Ron Jeremy was there,
yes.
And he spoke quite well. And no, it's an actual star.
No,
not
no,
to
I saw.
Say
I
who
saw,
gives a fuck? But
no. I well, fuck you. I give a fuck.
Absolutely.
That's number one. Yeah. I literally was like, oh, you know the star itself. I saw it's beautiful.
Thank you.
I did not know though it was an official star. Yeah. And congratulations for that. You deserve it, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, he does a lot of charity work that obviously helped him. Plus, he does. I mean, he's an actor as well. He's done a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah.
That charity sponsored the star because you have to be sponsored by an organization of a production company. If you're in music, your music label. So this company applied for it like about 10 years ago.
Really?
And it finally came to fruition. So this was back to like 2008, 2011, 2013. Finally happened in, 2018, but the hell with my star. I mean, it's your show, it's your, forum.
Yeah.
Dennis was like a brother.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
I'm still in shock. I just got home to Florida. I'm still in shock.
I can only imagine. You were there. You were at ground zero, quite frankly, for lack of a better term.
I was the first one in and the last one out. When I heard about this, I was going to the airport in Reno to go back home.
Yeah.
And I'm getting these pings and ticks, and I'm like, okay, Southwest is probably telling me my flight's delayed.
Sure.
They changed the gate. Al Roker called me and said, Mark, are you still in Reno? I'm like, well, technically, yes. I'm going to Vegas. He goes, dude, call up the ranch. See if they want you there. See if they need you. Change your flight. I'm like, what happened? He goes, I don't know. I'm hearing stuff. I don't know if it's true.
Man.
But, I mean, call up. And I'm still in shock. I'm walking around the whole day here like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
This can't be.
I'm in the same fog and I wasn't even there.
I think we all had that same reaction. Yeah, like, wow, this can't be, you know? I mean, this is
exactly. And you guys have been family. Eddie's been family. Eddie and I were talking about meeting last year, and then I followed up with Eddie this year, and Eddie knows this.
Yeah.
I've emailed him. I went and Facebooked him. Hey, guy, are you going? Are you here? Are you at the Goldust? Are you on site? And I'm like, dude, it's just shocking.
I know. You got chills going up my spine right now. So
it is
without question. We've lost a family member. That's what it feels like. It's not.
Exactly.
And people don't understand that because they just look at Dennis Hoff as the pimp, the brothel owner, the this, that, and the other, the star of Cat House on HBO and whatever they
Everybody will judge.
Yeah, sure.
And they're assholes because you spoke to them. I spoke to them. We had face-to-faces. Yeah. You look a man in the eyes. You hear his voice right back to you. You're in radio, okay?
Yeah.
I'm in the entertainment field. You want somebody to come back to you so you can go and combat what they say. You couldn't. It was so honest and so true.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, guess what? Maybe my life is boring. Your life is great. You're honest, sincere, the biggest heart. I mean, he comped you, you know.
Twice.
I mean.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Without
the airfare, the limos, you feel like a king.
Exactly.
I mean, I don't eat as well here in Florida than I do there.
No.
I don't feel good. Yeah.
Dude, Dennis went out of his way to hire the staff from Hell's Kitchen to cook to cook for his party.
Well, nice.
The TV show Hell's Kitchen, the staff, the chefs from Hell's Kitchen cooked for his party.
Yep.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, people don't even understand that. They can't even comprehend that.
Exactly.
Well, he was a very generous man.
Yeah, he went out. That's what I'm saying. Everything was on his dime.
Yeah.
My family wouldn't treat me as well as he did.
My family doesn't treat me as well.
Well, they know you.
I know.
But I mean, you don't understand. It's not just knowing, okay? Anybody can know. Anybody can buy. Anybody can go and cut a check. This man made sure you made your flight. You got there. Mm-hmm. How was the ride? How's the hotel? How are the, you know,
the accoutrements? Yeah.
Is there anything I can do for you?
No, I can't even disagree. Everything you're saying is gospel.
Well, you've lived it. You know what
we've lived it. Yeah. Like, the man opened his house to me.
Exactly. Like,
he opened his home. I've said this again, and I will say it again and again and again. If you were hungry, he would feed you. If you were thirsty, he'd give you a drink. If you were horny, he'd give you a girl. He would give you clothes off his back if you would fit in them. I didn't fit in him because he lost a shit ton of weight.
I should.
But my point is that that's what he would do. Like, he is what everybody says. Like, when you hear the expression, he give you the shirt off his back.
It's true.
This motherfucker would. There's a difference.
Eddie, everything you've said about him, and you know me, I don't give a crap. I'll say what I say.
Yeah.
But everything that you've said about him the last hour, beyond 100% true. If it was wrong, we'd be talking about me telling you, Eddie, you know, it's a little bit off. I don't think it happened that way.
Yeah, tell me.
You're 100% right.
Tell me.
You've been to his house.
Tell
me
I'm lying.
I haven't had a chance to be to his house.
Yeah, tell me I'm lying. That's the thing. Like, tell me
no
I'm
way.
Lying.
No way. No way. You are not lying. 500% you're not lying.
No. And I'm telling you, the one of the greatest memories ever was because he showed me the side, like his personal side.
Exactly.
Like, I didn't get to see the Dennis Hoff character. I even said that in the thing that I posted on Facebook. While crying, I wrote this thing because I was like...
You and I both.
I didn't know what else to do. I had to fucking tell the world that past all the bravado, past all the hullabaloo and bullshit that you think of him, he was the most realest motherfucker in the room.
Exactly.
And I'm going to cry right now fucking even saying that, because I literally, that's what he was. He was the realest motherfucker in the room.
I've met so many people, and we're still friends.
Yeah.
And we call each other. When this happened, Al Roker, I didn't know Al Roker from nothing.
By the way,
I met Al Roker my first year there 10 years ago.
Wait, Al Roker Jr. We have to keep saying.
Exactly.
Is that Al Roker from the Today Show?
No. Sorry. Al Roker Jr., the Man Cow Show.
Yes.
He called me. We just spoke twice this afternoon. Okay. Pat from New Jersey, that was on Hell's Kitchen.
Yep.
We spoke. He's like, Mark, I've been trying to reach you for like, you know.
What about Panama?
You know, like. Oh, my God. I was with Panama the whole weekend.
I love
We're
fucking
talking,
Panama.
We're clapping high fives. We didn't know that this was going to happen.
No.
Now it's like, holy cow. What? Are you kidding me? This is what I'm walking around the whole day with. Are you kidding me? Is this for real?
Yeah.
Did I just come home? And today it hit me hard because, okay, I'm no longer traveling through airports in Vegas and all this crap. Now I'm home here. I'm on, you know, I'm online, emails, I'm going back to. I'll be honest with you. I can't go on Facebook and Twitter. Why? Everybody I've met, all my friends, the girls, you, everybody are posting things. And I'm like, what the hell do I say?
Yeah.
Where do I start? The man was bigger than life. I don't want to tell my story. I'm like, this is his time. And just like, you know, just like the whole staff and Suzette, you know, said, don't mourn Dennis, okay?
No.
Dennis wants everybody to go on, have a great time, and just go ahead. Everything is status quo, okay?
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, this I've said before, and I will say it again. I said it to Dennis's face. I've said it on this show. I'm going to say two things right now, so hold on. Number one, Dennis, when it was his birthday, everybody else got the presents. That's
exactly.
What fucking Dennis
That's true,
did.
Right?
And look,
exactly.
I'm holding back tears right now while I say this. But
he
quite frankly, was the guy that made sure that you were fucking happy before he was fucking happy. Okay?
What did he always do, Eddie? What did he always do? Hey, how you doing, Eddie?
How you doing? What do you need? What do you
need? How you doing, Mark? Here's a drink coin. A drink, you know, a coupon. Go get a drink. That's the first and foremost when you saw him in the first 10 seconds.
God
knows what happened that night.
Mark, in my luggage. One of my fucking luggage. I still have a bag. It's actually in my fucking toiletry fucking bag that I bring when I bring on flights. There is a bag of coins, the drink coins that Dennis gave me that I will never give away, and a coin that Kamisha Amato gave me.
I love her too. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I still have bags of the pirate coins from the year he did like a pirate thing. I got a whole sack of those. It's like bullion. Okay.
Yeah.
It's like holy cow. And it's like, that's how Dennis was.
Yeah.
It wasn't about the money. It was the true friends, the hospitality, the warmness. And like I said, I don't get this from family. I've worked for actors and stars and all this. You get to a point, you get the friendship. But this was beyond anybody I've ever worked for, okay?
Yeah.
This was like, dude, take my house. Take my clothes. If you don't have them, they lost your luggage. I'll get your clothes. The man was... family. The man was a freaking right next to you.
Dude, I've been lied to by so many people in my life.
You and I both.
You can ask Joe. I have trust issues to the umpth degree. I was never lied to by Dennis Hoff. Dennis
exactly.
Hoff was the most honest motherfucker to ever walk this earth that I personally knew. I can't speak for every other fucking person on this earth.
That's so true.
But Dennis Hoff was the most honest person, Joe.
What you saw is what you got.
Exactly.
I mean, he never was
he
a...
Didn't,
what he was is what he was. He
look,
was
we, had,
no phony
we had opposing political views. We never fought. You know why? Because he had his point and I had my point.
Mm-hmm.
And we had agreeing political views and we were fine with it. We had things that... with anybody else would be a fucking like an annoying war with him.
Exactly.
An honest man that stood before me. And that when I literally heard the fact that he passed away, when I heard it for a honest to God fact,
you probably went and dropped your knees.
I was literally on a bus. I was crying and trying to not blubber like a fucking idiot. Like on a public bus where I'm like on my way home, I'm trying not to go like, and I'm crying.
How can't you?
No, I cried. No, don't get me wrong. I fucking cried my balls off. I'm not saying I didn't cry.
Right.
I just didn't like fucking weep. I cried. Like it was a steady stream of tears.
You lost a good friend.
I lost a good friend, a man that treated me like a god amongst men, and that's how he treated everyone.
We knew the man that was the man.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know. They'll judge from politics to everything else, their views, political, Christian, God knows what, this, that. We knew the man.
Put all that aside,
as a human being, the guy was the best friend you could even have on a bad day.
I heard people today questioning his money. They were questioning what he really fucking had, and you didn't know. Like, if you went there, and I'm sure Mark can testify here along with me, when he didn't promote the fact that he had giant fucking garages full of cars. He didn't promote it. He had them. We saw them.
Yeah.
He had limos. 9 million fucking limos to take people. What? Those are free, motherfuckers? No, those cost money. He went out there.
I was just there, and he had, I swear to God, this is like the funniest thing. He had these two mini smart cars in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And I go to the drivers, I'm like, what the hell is that? Who is driving these? Well, you know, he got them. And I'm like, he got them? Did he lease them or did he buy them? No, he bought them.
Yeah.
I'm like, for what? Well, for, you know, to go and drive. This is that, the clients. I was like, many cars. And he had many cars.
Yeah.
It was just crazy. But when you went to his events and functions, you can't tell me, and we both love food. Let's be honest, okay?
I'm a fat fuck.
The food was top notch, great food.
Yeah,
I don't eat like that here, and I could buy it. I can't get it, can't find it. It was so great. We both went there. So from the time you get off on the plane until the time you leave, it's like heaven.
Dude,
it's being in heaven.
If you ever go back, if you can go back into my timeline on my Twitter.
Yeah.
And you see there is a picture. I'm at the Gold Dust West. I am sitting in what is called the grill. If anyone who's ever been to the Gold Dust West knows what I'm talking about.
I saw that picture. Yeah.
And I'm staring at, it's a picture of a glass of water with a straw on top and a cup of coffee, and it was literally me just trying to fathom the weekend I just had.
Exactly.
Because guys like me don't have weekends like that.
Yeah.
And the reason I had
guys
a
like
weekend
us.
Like that
I mean,
is because is because of fucking Dennis Hoff and how gracious of a motherfucker and generous of a motherfucker. And a lot of people can spin it and say, oh, look, he bought fucking friends. No.
Fuck you. He didn't buy friends. I didn't need to be his friend.
That man didn't fucking pay for shit for me for the last 2 years. I still would I would jump in front of a train for that motherfucker. Because he was the most honest motherfucker I've ever met in my life. And never treated me like shit. Never treated me like I was not a fucking big wig in radio. You know what I mean? I'm saying, like, I'm not a pimple on the ass of Howard Stern. He treated me like I was fucking Howard Stern.
Exactly. Exactly.
And that's something I will never fucking forget or ever fucking justify anyone else talking shit about. Because I heard people today going, oh, well, he didn't have a private jet like this one and this one.
You know what? Fuck you. And what the hell does it matter, okay?
He didn't need to.
I'm private jet, no private jet, okay?
He didn't need to. He would buy every fucking seat on a 747 and fly every motherfucker out on that plane.
Everyone is happy. And food, too. He'll cater the goddamn thing.
And put you up at the Gold Dust West. He'd buy out the hotel.
People don't understand and realize this is somebody that is most likely better than any family member, better than any father. He might be your uncle. He might be your granddad. That's maybe how you went and saw him and treated him. The guy was so honest and true that if you try to poke at him, you can't. Because you know what? Who else can do for you what he did for you just as a friend? He doesn't need you.
No.
He doesn't need me. The guy treated you like beyond a human being, and he was, you know, sincere from the time he met you, time he booked the flight, time you were there, until the time you left. So that takes balls, dude. That's the man. When he falls through with the whole thing, I've worked for people the best of the best. I have never met a person that's not a client, but just a great friend that treated me like Dennis did.
No. And we never
and you know
will.
This.
And we never will. That's the thing that fucking gets me. That's what gets me fucking twisted. That's what gets me.
He set high standards.
Yeah,
he's ruined it for everybody.
He spoiled us rotten. He spoiled us
rotten.
But
he spoiled us good. And now hopefully he went and drew the line for other people to wake up and treat people like people. Right. He treated you and I like family. Okay. And he knew our name too. Dude, I was there. He's like, hey, Mark, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, how
are things? And all this. I was like, dude, and not just him. Let me make this a point. Not just him, the whole staff at the ranch, the whole staff at Sagebrush, the whole staff wherever the houses were, they knew you by name.
Every single motherfucker, and I'm talking about from Madame Suzette down, knew who the hell we are. You know, and that's thing. Like a lot of people are even asking. Carla Force is asking via Facebook Live. Is asking, you know, how does anyone know how Madame Suzette is holding up? Do you have any insight on that, Mark?
From what I know is this, and like I said, this is just what I hear secondhand. Madame Suzette is currently running the operations of all of the,
ranches. Yeah,
because of course she would be second in charge. And that's all. I mean, I had somebody from a tattoo shop that I go see every time I'm there. I just got a tattoo when I was there now. And they did an interview with him on the local news. And that's what they said.
That's
they said,
that skinny guy? The skinny bald dude?
Exactly. That's the guy you see. Yeah, Josh, yeah.
Yeah, I know Josh.
I mean, you want to know the funny thing? I invited him to the party as my guest. He met his wife at NV50 when she was working there as a bartender. He was a barback. So because of Dennis, they got married. They're a family. They have a kid, a dog, a mother-in-law.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes to show you the branches of how we touch people are beyond fathom, dude. We're nothing. Dennis is like the godfather.
The fucking ripple effects.
What can you say wrong?
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. It's crazy the amount of people he has touched in the 72 years he was on this earth is something that I can't even. It's something I hope to aspire to.
We all do. I mean, I've had 10 good years, a decade. You know, I'm like Jesus. I mean, people are best friends calling me that I couldn't meet if I did a search. If I did a search and said, I want to meet this one, that one, my high school days, my first year there, okay, I saw China. I knew China going way back when in WWE. Then I met this guy, Pat, who was on Hell's Kitchen, and I'm like, dude, I'm from Nutley, New Jersey. I'm from Belleville. I was like, dude, we played against each other. How we was able to pair up people at a simple dinner. You cannot do this unless you do research.
Right.
He didn't do,
he didn't plot this shit out. Yeah,
he just knew. Yeah, he just knew.
Well, that's the thing. He knew who wasn't going to be a dick and who was going to be a dick. And he was like, okay, you're going to be a dick. You're not coming. People that aren't dicks are going to be the ones that I actually show my love to. And they're going to because all he wanted to do was be around people that were going to make him happy. And then he was going to make them happier.
I've made at least 30 lifelong friends because of Dennis over 10 years.
Yeah.
People I never met. People that, like I said, we met. We know each other through certain circles, maybe, if you want to do the research. But, dude, we would have never met.
Right.
Like I said, Al Roker, no way that I would meet him. For what?
No.
Pat from Hell's Kitchen. You would have never met many people.
I wouldn't have been in your. I wouldn't have been in your movie.
You still are. Okay?
No, I'm saying I wouldn't
get that wrong.
No. I'm saying I know the movie hasn't come out yet. What I'm saying is I wouldn't have been in your movie if we didn't have
exactly,
the Dennis Hoff connection.
Exactly.
I wouldn't have been in your movie and been able to do the scenes and be a part of that production if I did not have the Dennis Hoff connection. If we didn't fucking share.
Thank
one of the
much.
Greatest men in the world.
You're my brother from another mother, just like so many. And it's because of Dennis. So you see how his life living, his life after, his legacy has touched so many people. And it's not just the girls that work there. It's the guys. It's the friendship. It's everybody he put together. I met Shifty from a Crazy Town my first time there. And I was like, oh, my God. Took him to award shows and all this. Invited Dennis to award shows and all that. Invited his girls to the same thing. It was because, you know what? These are nice people. They're not going to be crazy. They're not going to cause a scene. They're nice people. It's my pleasure to invite people to something that they're going to enjoy, love. And Dennis was larger than life, okay?
Absolutely.
And you know Dennis, okay? You know Dennis. I know Dennis. People cannot understand. And until they know what you and I have gone through with Dennis, don't start talking bullshit. Don't start talking bad. Don't give me your opinion because you and I were there. Yeah, you know what? Let's talk, ask, and if not, kiss my ass.
Exactly, and that's a good way to end it. I got to take a break. Mark, thanks for calling in the show, buddy.
Hi, man. How's it going?
Hi, man. I love you. You know that.
You too, buddy.
All right, later, buddy.
Okay, bye.
All right, Mark Bear, a.k.a., of course, the new Bruce Jenner, Billy. You know, I'm sorry, your mic was off because you were moving around. The new Bruce Jenner. We got Ricky Love just showed up. Ricky, how the fuck are you?
All right.
We're going to take a break. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do the last half hour. Ricky will hang out with us. I have no clue where the fuck Joe just went.
He's probably making snacks after drinking
Like snacks. Snacks and whiskey when we return here on The Big Show. It's The Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these words, baby.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hey, Jim Brewer. I'm gnawing on some ham with Uncle Eddie. Stick that in your snot box, see what comes out.
Yeah. All right. Maxed out bonus features announced for the Saved by the Bell, a complete collection from our friends at ShoutFactory.com as well as Amazon.com. Relive the laughter, the lessons, the love with Zach and his Bayside High pals in the ultimate 16-disc collector set of the iconic 90s sitcom, featuring every episode, every series episode, and brand new bonus features available now for pre-order at Amazon.com. That's right. It's the Saved by the Bell, the complete collection. That's the Saved by the Bell, complete collection. Brought to you by your friends at ShoutFactory.com, and you can purchase it by going to Amazon.com. So, ShoutFactory.com and Amazon.com. It is the Saved by the Bell complete collection right here on, of course, the one and only Ham Radio Show. Right now, it's time for the Hollywood Rock and Wrap Up right here on The Big Show.
It's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Sharknado actress Tara Reid threw a temper tantrum aboard a cross-country flight, forcing the plane to turn around and return to the gate. In a related story, Tara Reid joined the Mile High Club with over half the plane by screwing those passengers out of making their connecting flights. Being honored for using her celebrity status to help kids, Amy Adams will be accepting an award for her tireless work with needy children. Unlike Kris Jenner, whose tireless work with needy children gets her 15% and an executive producer credit. Upon hearing news that ex-girlfriend Selena Gomez is currently seeking treatment for mental health issues, insiders report Justin Bieber's feeling completely conflicted. Justin no doubt wishes he could have tied the knot with Gomez, even if these days, Selena would specifically request it be a noose. And that's the Hollywood Rock and Wrap Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Wrap Up.
This thing right here is letting all the ladies know what guys talk about. You know, the finer things in life. Check it out. That dress so scandalous, and you know another nigga couldn't handle it. So you're shaking that thing like who's the ish, with the look in your eyes so devilish.
Come on,
you like to dance on the hip hop spots. And you cruise to the cruise and connect the dots. Not just urban, she like the pop.
She living that beat that low cost.
Had dumps like a truck. Thighs like
what?
Baby, move your butt.
What?
I think I'm saying it again. She had dumps like a truck.
It is the Ham Radio Show.
All night long.
Live.
Let me see that song.
The Ham Radio Show, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, 718-577-1389. We picked out two brand new syndicators, by the way. Special props going out to the Speakeasy Radio Network. That's Marcus's joint. Plus, also, we will be picking up the Idiot Radio. I know that sounds fitting for us. Idiot Radio, the app. We will be on the Idiot Radio app. And you'll be able to just automatically click and listen to the Ham Radio Show right there at your fingertips. They are a group that has huge numbers, and we are very proud to be a part of both parties. That's why we're playing the thong song, because you know how we like to party.
Oh, yeah.
And in honor of Dennis Hoff, RIP to Dennis Hoff, Ricky Love hanging out with us as well. Ricky, how are you, sir?
All right. I'm doing all right.
There you go. This should be Ricky's theme song.
Yeah.
It could.
That's a good one.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phone lines. It's the Ham Radio Show. Who the hell's on my phone?
Carla Kitty.
Hey, your name is not Carla Kitty. Your name is Carla Force. You know how that works. Don't lie to yourself. You know what your name is. It's Carla Force. Carla Kitty.
We love your body, by the way, Carla.
Yes.
It is gorgeous. You have a hot body.
Yeah, Joe likes your tits.
I like every part of her body.
Just so you know.
Not just the tits. Tits are nice.
Ricky.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah.
Love you guys.
If you can put up a link to your tits for Ricky Love.
Yeah, Ricky would like to
Ricky would like to see your tits.
Send me some private pictures.
Well, what movie is your tits? What movie were your tits in?
It's the After School Lunch Special that's going to be on. It'll be out in 2019.
The After School Lunch Special?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what restaurant is that in?
Nice.
God bless you, Carla. You're a good guy.
God bless you and your tits. Carla, how are you,
God
baby?
God bless you. Okay, I gave them to me.
I know that you're broken up about the Dennis Hoff thing, and you haven't even met Dennis Hoff.
We all are. This is our tribute show.
I fell in love with Dennis back with Cat House. The Cat House show was on, and he always had this energy and this vibe about him. And it was January 1st of this year that I got the email from him, and I was elated. I'm like, wow, you know, he only takes the best of the best. I mean, he didn't know how I felt, but I was elated. You know, I was excited for the opportunity to get to meet him, and I knew I was going to hear about a great weekend when you got back and stuff. And
yeah. I mean,
it's been even overwhelming for me, and I hear you talk about him, and I get dogged so much for being the person that I am and the profession that I'm in, and I've taken a lot of heat for it. And I know that's one person that would have stood like beside me and been like, don't worry about it, you got it, girl, you know? And
absolutely.
Look, I mean, many people can be assholes. Some dudes called you a tranny at one point, and
and that's just on this show.
Yeah, no, we never called her. Everybody on this show, and Ricky Love, who doesn't even know her, everybody on this show wants to fuck her.
Oh yeah,
and Ricky doesn't even know her, and he's like, I'll fuck her. Hey, he'll do it.
I'm still waiting for the tit shot.
Yeah, baby.
No, that's why they call it the life.
Yeah. You know?
Because people who understand that life, and that's what that life is.
Yeah, that life is, it's sex 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Absolutely.
It's 365 of waking up with a blowjob every morning.
Yeah.
I said it in comments, like, nobody will understand how much he impacted, obviously mainly these women's lives, because, you know, I was reading something this morning where they came from the street.
Yeah.
And nobody will ever know what he did for them. You know, they might think it's fucking, but fucking fun.
They have like 401k and all of that. He set up all of this stuff for them. You walk in and money.
He didn't go around flaunting all the people he helped. Like even the girls that dated him.
He paid for education.
Even the ones that dated him and it ended badly, the relationships. He still took care
Watching
of.
Watching him on the Cat House was amazing. Just to see what he was doing for those women and to see them smiling and vibrant and excited for what they were doing. Like,
All right. We
were making people.
Well, we got your new phone call.
Carly, I got to hang up on you. You sound like you have your phone in a blender.
Yeah.
As much as I want to hear from you.
Left and right.
Yeah, I can't fucking. It's bad radio.
Get
call from a landline if you
get
want.
Get that $85 phone.
Damn man. Right. Stop shoving the phone in your pussy.
Yeah.
I mean, times do I have to tell
Come
you?
Come on now.
Open wider.
You open the girl's asshole so you can hear her fucking, yeah. Hey, what's going on?
Hello.
How you doing? Hey, you should see me dial the operator.
Oh.
Hi-yo.
Oh.
I dial the operator with my tongue.
Yes. Oh, I would totally. Look, I would totally fuck Carla. There is absolutely no. She wouldn't fuck me because I have a small penis and I'm white. Now, Ricky Love is a black gentleman.
Ricky, she would love.
She is called Black Cock Craving Carla for a reason.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So she might, you know, let him
And you're not named Marcus, so you're
yeah,
in.
Yeah, you're already ahead of the game. Well,
She hates Marcus.
Would probably love a new piece of chocolate.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And Ricky Love, a.k.a. Neon Chocolate.
Is she in New York?
No, she's in.
We'll ship her in for you.
Where the fuck is she? Is she like in Nebraska? Where the fuck did Carla live?
It was somewhere out that way.
It's somewhere.
I think they grow weeds out there. Yeah,
I like weed.
I don't know. I may go out there and get the phone. But
don't go now. It's getting cold and it gets horrible out there.
Don't worry, she'll warm you.
Oh, for sure.
Nick, if you my Canadian Unified Network Technician, aka
the CUNT.
Yeah, right. The cunt.
Right.
Nick, do me a favor. See if you can find a picture of Carla's tits and put it in the Facebook live suite so I can click on it.
Didn't she say she put it on Twitter? Didn't she say she put it on Twitter?
They're on Twitter, but they're clean. It's not as there's some really good shots of her tits.
Okay.
And I would like to show you good shots of the tits.
Well, I don't know why you're focusing on her tits. She has a decent body.
No, no, she has a beautiful body.
Yeah.
But her tits.
Well, if you got a shot, I'd like to see all of them.
Oh, no, yes, of course. Joe, how dare you treat her as only one piece of
absolutely.
Ass?
Absolutely.
We like every fashion.
I want them all.
I would love to see where I could rest my face at night.
Yeah, you go there.
I'd like to eat your pussy. That's what I'd like to do.
Personally, I'm an armpit man. I love armpits.
You're a weird dude.
Yeah, well, you know, it's nice.
You like armpits.
That's very
like, you
nice.
Really do. It's
I do,
like the
yeah.
weirdest thing.
It's just a,
I got to go with you, man. I can do it all. I'm a butt muncher.
I love it. Fresh out of the shower ass. Mwah!
That's
did
very
you
good.
Did you hear about the man that ate his wife's ass?
No,
and,
please.
And died of E. coli.
Oh,
yo, yes, that actually
yeah,
is real,
a true story.
Yeah,
yes,
she had a dirty asshole. And
yeah,
he was,
yeah.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he must have ate it without a washing it first.
I bet you.
So you got to cook
whoopsie.
Ass now. You got to cook an ass
talk
now
about
before
being
you
desperate.
Eat?
I'll tell
yeah, you got to boil that yeah. ass.
Absolutely, a little Listerine in there. Yeah.
Would you, ladies, as a PSA from Ricky Love and everyone else here. And in honor of you know Dennis Hoff,
of course,
from Uncle Eddie Ham, mm-hmm. let me explain. Clean your assholes.
Oh yeah,
you know you're gonna like us to do it.
Yeah,
even though you think you don't like anal. Look, no. I don't like anal. Mm-hmm. It hurts my butt. So let me tell you,
you're willing to try.
I swear to God, I have stuck my penis. I don't have a huge penis, but I've stuck my penis in girls' butts.
Yeah.
And let me explain. It hurts my dick. I don't like giving girls anal.
Get out.
As much lube.
I don't believe that.
You have to have a shit ton of lube.
You really?
I have a very really? Thick cock.
It's
they call me Coffee Can Ed.
Ooh.
I don't know why.
Okay.
Who's on my phone line?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, it's
who is
Trish.
This? Trish, hi, baby.
Trish, how are you, baby?
Hello.
Good.
Girlfriend.
You guys should open up a ranch.
Oh, I wish.
Oh, yeah. You want to be one of the girls?
Many sis. People are thinking that because I was close to Dennis, that I will be in the will.
Yeah.
Many people are saying that. They're thinking that I will be in the will. He'll either bequeath me
yeah,
one of the bunnies.
You're going to bequeath
or
you
I will,
little,
or I will be in charge of the ranch, like one of the ranches. I don't think I'm high enough to be on the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, but I probably can get Area 51, you know, the one that's out in the sticks.
Dennis have any children?
Nah, not that I'm aware of.
No,
not that he knows of either.
Well,
so. It's possible. He was married at one point.
Well, you
I don't know if he has any kids.
His natural heir.
Hopefully his daughter worked for the ranch and someone's had sex with her.
Well, who knows?
That's all I care
yeah.
about. Trish, how the fuck are you?
Hey, baby.
I'm doing good. I've been healthy and everything.
Oh, no way.
Nice to hear.
Trish, are you going to
go? Yeah.
Would you, if we owned a ranch, would you work at the ranch? Would you?
Yeah.
Would you just suck random cocks
no,
at the ranch?
She would have to be the secretary.
I'm thinking she's a jizz mopper.
Yeah, no, what's that?
She cleans up the jizz. Like, if I shoot on the floor, she comes by and goes, hi, I'm Trish. I clean up jizz.
The hell expression is that jizz mopper?
Jizz mopper. It's a job. It's an actual job. It's a union.
Right. Well, yeah.
Yeah, jizz local 218.
Benefits and everything.
He said he got 401Ks.
Yeah, 401Ks. They come by. It's a whole thing.
Bit.
They give Trish a pair of coveralls and her own
God.
Name on it. It's
yeah.
a good thing.
And so, anything that's
no, I want to be in like one of the rooms with everybody.
Oh, so you want to go fucking is what you're saying.
Jesus, Trish.
Why not?
I was going to give you an office job.
Yeah,
isn't it going to interfere with your married life?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he might be okay with it if I'm making enough money.
Oh, he
wait,
might
so,
be?
So if you're taking random dicks all day, your husband will be okay with it?
I don't know. I got to ask him. If not, then maybe I could just be like one of the ranch strippers.
Is he there right now?
No, he's bowling tonight.
He's bowling?
yeah.
Later, is he going to be bowling with your colon?
Hi-yo!
No, I don't like anal. I have a hard time with what comes out of there, never mind in.
Damn right. That's also where poop comes from.
Mm-hmm.
For some odd reason, I'll bury my face in an asshole, but I don't want to put my dick in there.
Well,
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Why is that?
I don't
both.
Know. You do both.
Yeah, I'll do both.
Well, because you're a black
guy. And I'm the black guy.
You're the black guy, so it's like a giant cock. Stop trying to flaunt it. We know it's huge.
Yeah.
Jesus. So, Trish, if I came by, like he's out bowling. Right? And if I was a paying customer and I came by the house, you fucked me?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Would you, all right. So, would you fuck? Hey, would you fuck Billy?
We didn't discuss price yet.
Wait, would you fuck Billy?
If Giggles didn't mind.
Yeah. Billy, that you're getting fucked. That's two.
Splendid.
That's two. Would you fuck Joe?
I'll bring.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Hey! Hey!
That's three.
That's my girl.
Now, now sight unseen. Now sight unseen. You don't know Ricky Love. Would you fuck Ricky Love? He's got a big old black cock.
I never been with a black guy before.
Yeah, that's four.
See, you can learn.
She's a dirty whore.
You know what they say. Once you go black,
I mean, you know, plus for a fat girl, I'm pretty flexible, so I can do it.
We definitely have seen it. Now, would you also fuck Danny?
Nobody will fuck Danny.
Hard.
So, wait, you wouldn't fuck Danny?
Poor Danny. I would.
He's got a black guy cock, but he's white.
I think, like, the only thing that would scare me about Danny, though, is that I would think, like, I'm going to crush him to death.
Oh, yeah. No, he would end up in some crease on your fat body.
He'd slither around like a snake.
Because, like, I think, like, half a butt cheek would break his ribcage.
Oh, absolutely. If you were to fuck Danny anally, like, Danny's fucking you anally, he would get sucked into the abyss that is your asshole. Because he's that
I wouldn't
small.
Doubt it.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt either. Yeah. Now would you now would you allow one of us to fuck you in the ass?
No.
No, so nobody can fuck you in the ass.
That's an exit, not an entrance.
Damn.
Alright, so wait, let's go down wait. Trish, hold on. We're gonna do like an application. If I'm taking over the bunny ranch, I wanna give you an application. Ready? Alright. We're gonna do do's and don'ts.
Okay.
Do's and don'ts. Are you ready?
Golden now see if this,
now if I had a fucking band, they would play a song called Do's and Don'ts. But we don't have a band. We can't afford it. Wow. So now, all right. Now, Ricky Love can sing, though, so that does work. All right.
Hey,
so
that
now,
helps.
Mouth. Would you service everyone orally?
Yeah.
All right. So that's one. Ooh. Everybody gets blowjobs.
Okay.
Excuse me. I got a little.
Yeah, I'm good at those.
All right. Now, what about teabagging? Can I just put my balls? Can you lie down flat? And I just dunk my balls in your mouth like I'm making tea.
I never had that happen, but...
Do you want it? Because I know it's going to cost me money, but do you want it?
I'll try it.
All right. That's two things. Now, three, hand jobs. If all four of us stand erect in front of you, can you service us like a fucking pipe organ?
Yeah, but those are boring.
No, I'm just asking what you do.
Not for me,
these
baby.
These are do's or don'ts.
Okay.
Now, Bill Dye via Facebook Live wants to know, do you swallow?
No.
So no swallowing?
No swallowing.
No, I hate that taste. Ugh.
I have been told I have very tasty semen.
Well, if you eat pineapple,
yeah.
Eat pineapple. Don't eat asparagus.
My cousin told me I have very tasty semen. I'm sorry, is this Micah? Did I just say my cousin? I meant a stranger. A perfect stranger.
Yeah. All
right, so now we know she's going to blow us. She'll let me teabag, no anal, hand jobs are a must.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, how about a DP, double penetration in the puss?
Oh, that's very hard.
Two penises in one vagina.
You have to be an expert to do that.
Well, she's an expert.
It's not easy.
No, it's two guys rubbing logs on your penis.
It takes a lot of experience.
Let's see if she's open to it.
Count me out of that one.
Yeah,
no, that would be too painful.
Well, your fucking dick is going to take up all the room, Ricky. That's not fair.
No. You're giving me a little too much
credit. Yeah, I'm out for that too, Ricky.
Ricky, first off, you're black. It's automatically 3 inches bigger than everyone else in this room. Automatically 3 inches bigger. If we have 7, you have 10. You see how it fucking works? I'm just saying, if I have 4, you have fucking 7. Do you see how the math works?
It works.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's automatically. Black math. Black math, you add 3 inches. Oh, automatically. Yeah.
But will she follow all of this up with a golden shower?
Ooh, golden. We have a question from the audience. Golden shower.
No.
Will you let us pee on you?
No.
This is
a good girl.
How about a Arkansas steamer bean?
What the hell is that?
Where I shit on your chest.
Oh, no, baby.
Ew, I'd probably barf everywhere.
Okay, how about a, speaking of barf, Roman shower?
What's that?
That's where we all throw up on you.
Oh!
Ew.
All right, so no golden, no pooping,
There's no showers allowed.
No showers.
No showers.
Okay.
We're straight sex guys.
Straight sex. Yeah. I just want to make sure what we're up against. How about a nice bukkake?
What's that?
Bukkake is where we all stand around Trish, and right when we're about to finish, we come in her face.
Oh, she doesn't like that.
No, no, she doesn't like to swallow.
No, it's the same thing.
So no bukkake.
No bukkake, right, Trish?
You're the most boringest prostitute ever.
No, she's okay.
Thank you.
She's high class. High class.
No anal, and we can't bukkake?
She's high class.
How about...
I'm very high class.
How about a cum shot to the eye?
Come on, I got a couple of nickels to rub together.
Yeah. I'm sorry, there's a black guy next to you. You said nickel, right?
That's a good question. Yeah. How much was your charge as Trish?
Yeah, how much is your session of sex, Trish?
What
are you an hour?
175.
175 an hour.
Oh, an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, what so are we if paying I give it, by yeah. a pound?
Yeah. Ooh. Wait, hold on. People are calling.
Wait, what's a pound? Is that like... Wait,
shut up, Trish. Ham Radio, who's this?
This is Marcus, the black bisexual Marcus, that guy.
How you doing, buddy?
Bad guy.
Now, Marcus.
I'm good.
Marcus, was I wrong about black math?
I'm literally just tuning in. Right, I'm at work, remember?
Black math. Black men's penises are 3 inches bigger automatically than a white man's penis.
It depends.
You've had many in your mouth. Explain.
How long is your penis?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say you're given a 3-inch curve, like right out of the gate. I wouldn't say that.
2 inches?
Because I've definitely seen my fair share of small ones.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but that was mine.
Yeah. How big is your penis, Marcus? How long is it? Your left.
It's a good six and a half.
Six?
Wait a minute. How is that not in a promo already?
Wow.
Excuse me, Marcus. I want to know, Marcus, how big is your penis?
I was just curious.
What?
You know.
Yeah, you're bi-curious. That's the fucking point. You sick fuck.
Well, you're right about the
really
like. If he's six, wait, I'm three. It's right.
I have seen his penis.
Well, you have.
And let me say, it's gargantuan.
Really?
It's horrible. It looks like a thermos.
Really?
With a fucking vein. Wow. It's horrible. You don't want to fuck with it. Okay? But my point is...
It gets angry.
It's one of the reasons, even though Carla hates him.
Me too. Mm-hmm.
Carla hates him.
He does.
Okay? Yeah. However, she still says he has a nice penis.
Really?
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. So... The man wins.
But wouldn't fuck me.
No,
wouldn't fuck me.
I didn't know she wouldn't fuck you.
She probably would fuck you. If you just agreed with everything she said, yeah. She probably would fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I got to do. I got to be a quote-unquote nice guy. I got to be a bitch to fuck Carla.
For one night, you stand there and you go, yeah, Carla, that's exactly how I feel. It's exactly the way
yeah, I got to sit there. I got to sit there and nod my head with a blank stare in my face. Yeah. And in my mind, I'm going, just nod your head. Yeah. Nod your head.
And
she'll like
moment,
it. Nod
and,
your head.
And the
nod
moment. Your
head. Sounds like marriage.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The moment.
I'll tell you.
Trust me. Yeah.
All married men have the same thing.
Yeah, right. Ricky and Joe do that for every day. At the moment that you come, you go, ugh. And I hate bitches.
I'll see you later.
Have a good day. And that's it.
And you know, Marcus, then you can say, hey, you know, bitch, you've been fucked in two different ways.
Yeah, mentally and physically.
Physically, yeah.
No, here's what you do.
Exactly.
When you finish, you shoot the load in her eyes so she can't get up. She's like, I'm blind. And you go, fuck you, I'm a Republican. And you run out the door.
I'm a Republican.
Oh my God.
And you just run.
Oh, God.
You go, Trump was right.
I love Trump.
I love Trump. Can I also bring up one thing?
What?
I love how everybody's mad. Well, everybody's been asking for a black guy in the White House.
Okay.
And when it turns out to be Kanye, you're all fucking angry. You wanted a black guy in the White House. There was a black guy in the White House.
And there he was.
And there he was.
Kanye is a fucking queen.
Yeah, oh, no, come on.
Wait, Kanye's a what?
Kanye, of course you're going to sit there and say, oh, come on. Yeah, there you go, Joe. What? There you go.
There
go
you
ahead
go,
and
Joe.
Take up. Let me tell you something.
With your
Kanye,
white privilege, Joe.
Yeah.
You asshole.
Kanye is a house nigger. That's all
so?
He is. He is a house. He's an Uncle Tom ass exactly. house nigger.
Wait a minute. I'm not allowed to say that, so let me turn to.
I think he's a brilliant man who plays it down.
Let me turn to my black official, Ricky Love. Ricky Love, what is Kanye?
He's a house nigga. He's right on point with that.
Well, I just I agree, but I just wanted him to say it because I can't say it.
I'm a white guy. I see it one different way.
Yeah.
He's not one of us anyway.
Are you calling him an Uncle Tom?
No, he's worse than Uncle Tom.
He's an Uncle Tom. He's Uncle Ruckus. He's fucking Django's house nigga.
The white guy, the white slave owner, he's that motherfucker.
Wow. Yeah, he's nutty in the fruitcake anyway, man. Ever since his mother passed, bro.
He's strange dude, that's for sure.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Slavery was a choice. I learned that from Kanye.
Yeah. Slavery was,
Okay. Let's cut the bitching in the moaning. Slavery was a choice. Are you done, black people? No. Kanye has spoken.
Yeah, that's right.
It was a choice. When the slave master came over, he said, look, do you want to do these fields for no money?
Yeah.
All right.
Like white slave owner offered me a fucking job contract. And I just blindly signed on to it to not be paid to pick cotton and to just give my titty to a white baby.
What about the cruise over here?
Yeah. And the cruise was just lovely.
We weren't fed.
Stored like fucking sardines.
This is where I have a problem. You got a free fucking cruise.
Oh, Jesus.
All right. You got a health plan. I don't see anyone else. There was anyone else working and getting all buff in the fields. Well, all right, fuck off.
A lot of exercise.
You got a free place to live.
Oh, yeah.
No rent.
Well, sure.
I don't hear anyone else bitching.
Hey, Eddie, if you went on a cruise that was full of AIDS patients and you had the possibility of catching AIDS on this cruise, would you be as appreciative?
Wait, repeat the question because I was staring at tits. Sorry.
If you were on a cruise full of nothing but AIDS patients,
yes,
and there was a possibility that you could have caught AIDS, would you still be appreciative for the free cruise?
Depends on what our ports were.
Yeah.
Like if we stopped by Jamaica, or I haven't seen St. Martin in a while.
And if I did get laid too.
Oh, and is there water skiing?
Oh yeah.
I like water skiing and jet skiing. Anything with skiing, I enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, anything you touch.
By the way,
there was a possibility of AIDS.
Oh, wait. If anything I touched, I could get AIDS?
Yeah, anything on that cruise ship.
So pretty much.
Would you still be appreciative for getting the free cruise?
So pretty much my options are kissing Charlie Sheen or kissing Magic Johnson.
It would be my last cruise, that's all.
It would be my last cruise. Quite frankly, if I got the HIV.
And it was their last cruise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got a free trip. I don't know why you guys are bitching.
How good's the alcohol package?
The alcohol package on the slave ship was amazing. The Amistad, top notch. Not that the blacks got any, but a top notch. The rum, Billy, the rum.
It flows.
I couldn't even I couldn't even fuck the girl next to me because I was chained, and my hands and legs were chained, and I couldn't move.
Some guys
do that for fun.
Let's not forget the shit and stuff she was laying in.
Hell yeah. I was lying in my own feces.
Excuse me, Marcus.
You didn't get to go to the bathroom or nothing. Bro. Everything was done right there.
I'm sure if you fucking nitpick. I mean, come on, nitpick. You fucking make it sound. You make it sound. You make it sound horrible.
Yo, Ed might get cut tonight.
You
remember the black guys in the room, bro.
Look, I am not racist. I watch Roots. I watch Roots backwards because that way you all go back to Africa. That's what I do.
Roots backwards is Toots.
Look, yeah, Toots.
Eddie's invited to any barbecue I throw. He's allowed to sit at the table.
Damn right. I am a
Joe.
Yes,
no.
Dolly.
Kitty table.
No.
No. I am a card carrying Negro. You are not, Joe. I have both powers.
Marcus truly loves me.
I truly...
He just says he hates me, but he truly loves me.
Yeah, but Joe, see, there's a difference. I have the power of the dark side and the force. No. Do you understand? I am a Negro, and I have white privilege.
Whoa.
All together.
Whoa.
Yes. I am what they call a gray Jedi.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. You are a Klansman compared to me.
You literally definitely a Klansman.
Now, here's what I want you to do for Halloween. Go.
You house honky.
Hey! Hey, come on! The whites ain't that bad! Come on!
Yeah, whitey.
Down, whitey. Jump, whitey.
I know.
I'm saying. These fucking racist conversations are going to get me stabbed.
I know.
I love racist conversations.
I know you do.
It almost did.
You bring up one thing about there's no bathrooms on the Amistad.
There you go, right?
And all the blacks got to get pissy.
Oh, my God.
All right. Speaking of blacks, free speech is never silent, so always speak the
That's
fuck up.
True.
And remember, if you're going to fuck that chicken,
what are you going to do?
Make sure that chicken goes to heaven with Dennis Hoff. That's all I got to say.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Tip God.
Hey.
Hello, Marcus.
The P.T. Barnum of booty. Until then, AMF, my friends. That means adios, motherfucker. Hey, Dennis. R.I.P. I love you. Later.
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network and broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.